Meister Sheni Perik Beis Mishnaches. A Perit Selami Maos Meister Sheni. If a person wants to exchange a Sela for Maos of Meister Sheni, Beishamai Omrim Kol HaSela Maos. Beishamai says he can take all slime, he can change for Maos. Maos were more annoying to carry because there were a lot of them for each Sela. So the more convenient thing would be to obviously go to Yerushalayim with the Sela, and then when you got there, you would exchange it back for the many Maos, and then you'd buy food with the Maos, because it's a lot easier to buy food with Maos as opposed to larger bills. Shammai says you could do that. Kol HaSela Maos, Gesunt HaHayit. And Beis Hillel is going to be machmir here. It's a whole shaila if this is one of the cases. Beis Hillel is more machmir than Beis Shammai. It wasn't mentioned in Edius, as all the cases that Beis Hillel is more machmir than Beis Shammai. But nevertheless, this is the way we're going to learn according to the Rav. Beis Hillel oimrim shekel kesef for shekel maos. Beis Hillel says, no, you can't do that. Because what's going to happen is if people do this, when they're going to get to Yerushalayim, everybody's going to run to the Shulchani to exchange their coins. And what's going to happen is that the prutos, which is the maos, that those coins are going to be so much more valuable because everybody's going to be running, they're going to all be coming in with these large slime. They can't do anything with them, and they're going to exchange. And then what's going to happen is, it's not like what we're thinking, like where it's always an even amount. What seems to happen is that these smaller coins become more valuable. So I think what that means is that when they give these larger coins, instead of getting back the normal amount of prutos, they'd actually get back less because the Shulchanis are saying, listen, these are much more valuable. Everybody needs these prutos to go buy food. So we can only give you less back for them than that which we normally would have given you because these are very high in demand. And then what happened? Now what's happening is that the Meister Sheni is getting lost because now they're not going to be able to buy as much food with this money. So in order to prevent that, what Beis Hillel said is shekel kesef is shekel mos. Instead of allowing us to take a full sela for the mos and would require many more mos, rather, what we should do is you should cut that amount in half. So in other words, like in our world, that would be like, and this is just for illustration purposes, but let's say a seller was worth $100. Allow us to exchange $50 bills. So you can take up 50. So therefore, the demand for the coins are less. The demand for the most, the smaller amounts, will be less because one can only exchange the shekel, which is a half of a seller, which in our world can only exchange like a $50 bill. So all the buyers at this point would have more prutos, more maos access with, because they wouldn't be only going after the larger slime to prepare themselves to go to Yerushalayim. And the Rav explains that what happened is they would have the prutos, the maos, and they would just take each one of them, they would buy, and then when they were finished them, they'd say, okay, let's now exchange another sela, and they would do it again. So this way, it wouldn't cause a loss of Meister Sheni, and wouldn't have everybody running after the exchange people to exchange and cause an increase in demand, or too much of an increase, for the prutos, which are the mos. Rabbi Meir, ein mechal and kesef u'peiros al kesef. So Meir says, one is not allowed to mechal kesef and peiros on a kesef, which means that if a person has half of a dinar of kesef of Meiser Sheni, and he also has half of a dinar's worth of peiros, stam, fruits, of Meiser Sheni, according to Reb Meir, he's not allowed to combine them together to be mechal them on a different dinar, on a whole dinar. So half a dinar of kesef, half a dinar of peiros, all together make one dinar. So you can't be mitzarif them to mechal them on one dinar. The chacham matir, in this situation, when one has half and half, half peiros, half a dinar of kesef, that you're allowed to do. But what if you wanted to be mechal a dinar of kesef, which is a full dinar, one dinar of kesef, and in addition, a dinar's worth of peiros. So that's two dinarim. Now, every sela has four dinarim. We keep talking about selas in the past. Now we're all of a sudden talking about a dinar. A dinar, there are four dinars in one sela. So if a person now has two dinars worth of goods, one was kesef, one dinar worth of kesef, and one dinar's worth of peiros, so that's two dinarim, which is a half of a sela, because we said four dinarim into one sela. So two dinarim is half of a sela. So if he wants to now take these two things and michal it onto half of a sela, which is two dinarim, that acham say you can't do. That exchange can't be done. Two halves to one, that you can do. But two full dinars to a half of a sela, that you can't do.